å dø, akkurat.
If you're paralyzed, you don't have to stay paralyzed.
Hvis du lam, så trenger du ikke være lam.
If you've got diabetes.
Hvis du har sukkersyke.
With the doctors, it's impossible.
For legen er det umulig.
But with Dr. Jesus, it's easy.
Men det enkelt for Dr. Jesus.
He heals you.
Han har bedre.
He wants to give you sight.
Han vil gi deg syn.
He wants to give you power.
Han vil gi deg kraft.
And number three. Jesus, I believe you are curing the people.
In 9 years, more than 132,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Nearly 81,000 have died.
Look who made it. Look who's actually in the studio at 8:17 p.m. Thanks for tuning in for Dark Entries Goth Radio, normally Saturday nights 8 to 10 on your WSC 90.5 FM Columbia Broadcasting HD1. The best in goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, industrial, and all sorts of spooky, angry music. Heavy on the angry tonight. Do you guys know that, like, apparently people in South Carolina driving have no idea what the right of way is. Just no, seemingly no clue at all. Not, I think sometimes people are given different tests at the DMV with a different, whole different set of books, a different rules and expectations. It must be the way it goes. I very nearly actually literally got into a head-on collision coming here, actually, if not for some fancy shucking and jiving and stomping on the brakes and swerving on my part, and honking the horn and using some fairly adult language. So I'm a little rattled at the moment. I'm fine, but it was pretty close to being a nightmare on Assembly Street. All right, give me a call. It's 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WUSC. It is 330 days until Halloween, kids. And this is your Dark Entries Goth Radio.
What devils have touched the world? Stephen Curry. Forsyth. Edgar
Once upon a midnight dreary, as I spit this weak and weary, I will choke this joker with a trochee till his cheeks are teary. But y'all don't hear me, all should fear me. I'll forever be better, you'll never be near me. Your books are as eerie as Beverly Cleary. You're a full brand stoker, so scram, the show's over. Your flow so, pose poems, pone poser. I wrote him locked in a cave, while I sobbed in a rage. The telltale heart beats soft in his grave. Well, this jerk just... Hey.
You wanna talk shop?
You got that fun.
Go back to Hot Topic and shop for a time.
There's a melancholy alcoholic laughing stock
in the King's Inn.
Now watch the castle rock.
Cowardly little poet with an opiate affliction. I'm a workaholic with a fiction addiction. Making dedicated readers shivery and jittery. Feel that rage and misery. You better start running, man.
You're in deep poo-poo. I'm a mad dog.
Thanks, Shiny.
Cujo.
Tell me, knock you down till you can't stand up.
You're as soft as Poe, the Kung Fu Panda.
Racks on racks, cause I pin fat stacks of frightening writing. Have you seen the pie?
I can't even take a break from my routine style.
Crank out a Shawshank or a Green Mile.
Mask of the Red Death.
Really curdling.
Hitting the pendulum.
Not even unnerving.
Irving on your first cousin when she's 13 years old.
Now that's disturbing.
Even you pretending to it, I've been really living through a misery and poverty and family woes. I see through you like pantyhose. To a Chappelle and Simpson cameo. Even if you're gripping on a weapon, then you better get a step in if you're messing with the warlord. In a minute, maybe I'ma hit him, cut him into itty bitty bits, and I'ma stick him in the floorboard.
Speaking of bored,
you're the worst.
Dropped out of school, but you can't drop a burn.
I could've spent that time better.
In 8 bars, I can write a whole bestseller.
I'm so prolific, sickly goblin won't be bothering me.
I'm on a clobbering spree,
and I'll be smacking you with any of the big thick bars.
My big
bibliography.
See, I'm the author with the blood and gore, lore galore that'll horrify a reader to the core.
Fame,
money,
talent,
success,
you'll always have less.
Nevermore. Hey, yeah. Who's to the sun.
Ginger Scout Radio on your radio. Linnea Spirit playing right now with a track called Synapse. I have said this in the week. That track we just heard, I could listen to that pretty much on repeat, that and only that, for the next, like, 6 months, and I would be happy. I would be totally happy to listen to nothing but that song. Oh, I love it so much. I love everything by Linnea Spirit, but that's just perfection. Start the show off with something a little unexpected. It was the epic rap battle of Stephen King versus Edgar Allan Poe. I saw those guys in live in concert a few months ago, and I'm not exaggerating at all when I say this. Literally one of the best top five best live shows I've ever been to in my life, ever. And I don't even like hip-hop. Like, I'm not into hip-hop or rap at all, but I discovered rap battles, and some of these I know word for word. I can actually, I mean, there's a lot now, because they're up to, like, season 4 or 5, but yeah, I was front row at the show, try to get on stage, because they actually ask people up sometimes to do parts, and I practice parts of different ones that I knew. Like, I was practicing my Pablo Picasso versus Bob Ross. I was practicing the Pablo Picasso part, which is arguably one of the hardest parts there is in any of the ones I ever did. And then also the one you just heard now, both parts. I've been walking around campus for the last week with headphones on, just listening to that track over and over again. Just rapping along silently to myself. Right, so there's that. And then Switchblade Symphony after that from the album Bread and Jam for Francis with Dirty Dog, and we just heard from Linnea Spirit. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio here till 10, maybe later. I'm not sure what the story is with 10 o'clock guys. It's a weird week because it's finals week coming up, and a lot of people aren't doing their shows because they're studying, so which is pretty much my whole world right now between this and the day job. It's just study. Had a good thing happen in the week as far as that goes with class. Religion class went really well. Got 100 on the midterm. Wasn't expecting that. Thought I was going to do well. Didn't think I was going to do that well. 100 on that. And there is mention possibly of one of my midterm essays being used as an example, as a study guide for the final. So, because it's just that good. Yeah. So, yeah. My professor's actually pretty cool. He we talked quite a bit. And he was impressed with everything I did this semester, so it's all right. Anyway, you're tuning into Dark Entries Goth Radio grade report. Maybe after grades are in, when I come back, I'll let you know how I did. Depends on how they were, I guess. 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WUSC. And I'm on the Twitter at Dark Entries DJD. A lot of the regulars, nail regulars, are around. Some are not. Some that would probably get more of a appreciation of what's about to happen, unfortunately, are not here. This was something I planned last week, put it off, decided to do it this week, but I'm doing a Noia Deutsche Welle set, a set of just nothing but that kind of thing. I got a handful of people that would really enjoy it, and maybe not so much, but that's going to come up, I think, later in the show. I was going to do it right away, but I think I might hold off on it. I've got the whole set sorted. It's all in the right order and the way I like it, so it's definitely going to happen at some point tonight, possibly in the second hour. We'll see how it goes. Depends on how fast this next set goes. So I'm going to go ahead and throw something else on at the moment. We'll do a short little sort of synthy set, which would actually fit more into what we just played anyway. So let's get that going. Here's a little something we don't really play much on the show that we should play more of. Well, Cocteau Twins. We'll be right back.
Thank you. energy, as if to get rid of the troubled ideas which boiled in his head. Into the washer and close the lid with a bang. He felt the angry waves rush at him as though they would tear him from his seat, and great sheets of stinging spray were flung in his face.
All right, kids, doesn't get much better than that. That was a pretty solid little set we had there, I think, if I do say so myself, and I do. We had some synthy goodness following up for our Mariah Linnea Espera there. We kicked off with some Cocteau Twins with a track called See Swallow Me, A Covenant of Thorns after that with I'll See the Stars. Double Echo after that with Sylvia, The Frozen Autumn, who, as far as I'm concerned, could pretty much do no wrong at all. I love The Frozen Autumn and everything they do. With a track called Freon Heart, Faience Mind, I think that's what it was. Dark Day after that with No Nothing Ever, and we just heard Cast Product with Never Come Back. I'm your host, DJ D. It is 10 o'clock-ish, and we're here until, no, wait, 9 o'clock-ish. What am I looking at? Yeah, our clock is still an hour ahead in the studio because of your savings time. 9 o'clock-ish. We're here till about 10. We'll see how that one goes. Hey, you know what 9 o'clock means? It's time for Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie. That is coming up right after this.
As we age, our immune system weakens.
Richard Burkell, National Council on Aging.
With less natural resistance to infection, older adults are at greater risk for flu and its serious complications. Immunization is the best protection. Speak to your healthcare provider about your flu vaccine options, including a higher dose option specifically for adults 65 and older.
To learn more, visit ncoa.org/flu.
Enrique's neighborhood sure has changed, I tell you what. All these artists moved in so fast, and they all look the same, real skinny and walk slowly.
The people you are referring to are hipsters. They walk slowly because they got no place to be, man.
You're tuned in to WUSC-FM in HD1 Columbia.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the Insta-Do. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked.
Ouch!
The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked.
Ouch!
The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened.
Playing rock!
And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's like you got a public. Their minds are all going one way. Their bodies are all going another. The money's going another way. And then the news media's going another way. You know, and reaping these thoughts is reaching out into those different chambers of thought and reaping in those heads and readjusting it in through the process, because the preachers represent the courtrooms too, and the priest represents the courtrooms. And when those kids picked up the cross, they picked up the cross for a reason. Each one of them had a reason for picking up that cross. One of them was trying to save Lake Mono from extinction. Some of them had something else going. Others was in ecology. A lot of the kids want to stop the war. All the peace movement of the 60s. I come out in 1967. That was already jumping, man.
Didn't take you long to get into it.
I wasn't into it yet. I was only out 2 years. A couple years.
Didn't take you long.
How the hell am I going to control 35 women in 2 years?
Beats me, man.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? In other words, the guys you're trying to make me into is impossible. What you're doing is you're creating a legend. You're creating a beast. You're creating whatever you are judging yourself with into the word Manson. And that's not me at all.
You're not a beast, Charles. You are a beast.
I'm whatever you need me to be for you. And whatever you make me is what you'll carry the rest of your life and forever.
You name.
Thank you.
Attention! You will be buried free if you die during the horror chamber of blood and gore. Live on stage from Hollywood, California, see vampire people who come into the audience seeking fresh, warm human blood, plus Frankenstein in person, not on film. See the ethereal materialization of Liz Taylor as Cleopatra. Free spirit photo of Liz Taylor to the first 500 boys at the box office. Free ID bracelets to all girls who can take the shock of blood and gore. This is so terrifying that the management is giving a free 2-for-1 pass to everyone who does not run from the theater in fright. See unbelievable terror on stage, not movies, every scene live. You must see to believe. See the horror chamber of blood and gore.
Solid post Words of Wisdom set. Underneath our words, we had Thy Veils with Arima, and then we had Sangra Cavellum after that with O Menino O. Requesting us at the Manus Porch. Black Angels after that with Holland. And I'm your host, DJD, on your Dark Entries Goth Radio here until 10 o'clock. Got about another half an hour, maybe more. Depends on if 10 o'clock guys show up. A couple quick announcements. Playlist, as far as the website goes, that's down at the moment. You guys are listening online. I probably noticed that. If you're a new listener to the show, I actually post the songs as they get played on the playlist on the website, and that's at wusc.sc.edu. But we're having a little problem with that that we're aware of, and so I apologize if the songs are not getting updated. But I will have this recorded and uploaded to the podcast tomorrow, hopefully. I know I've been saying that for the last couple of weeks, but I've been absolutely swamped with finals and work and that. So hopefully I'll find some time tomorrow to knock out all three of them, tonight's and also the last 2 weeks. But everything before that, everything before about November 21st, every week's show you can find there. Going back a pretty good ways, maybe back a year or so. So you can always get your entries nice and darkened whenever you want. Christmas show's coming up. Oh, man, we are counting down. We have got that coming up in 2 weeks. Is it 2 weeks? 2 weeks, 19th. So not next Saturday, but the one after that. So I'm getting prepared for that. If you guys have any requests in that vein and dark, gothy, industrial Christmas songs, you can always leave that on the Facebook page, Dark Entries Goth Radio Facebook page, and hit me up at Twitter at Dark Entries DJD. And you can join in on the Facebook discussion going on right now that goes on every single week. Just look for the post for tonight's show and then follow the thread that starts with official comment thread and reply directly to that. That is the only way, if you guys who don't know it and don't actually do it, that you can keep track of the whole conversation going on over there, because it's during the show, because it's the only way we can get around Facebook's Facebookery and actually keep the conversation in one thread, so it makes sense instead of bouncing all over the place. All right, kids, now's the time. Now we're doing this thing. We're finally going to get this set in that I've been talking about doing since last week. I was going to do it last week, put it off for whatever reason. I just got caught up in the stuff I was doing. Decided I wasn't in the mood to play, but we're doing it tonight. And I know a few of the regulars are not going to be here to hear it, but you can catch it on the podcast. But I've been talking about doing this for a while, but it's a pretty solid Neue Deutsche Welle set that I've been wanting to do for quite a while, and I've been spending the last week or so putting it together. I got about 6 tracks in this. I'm going to try to get it all in before 10 o'clock. Maybe even have time to squeeze in a couple of the other things that I was planning on playing tonight. I know at least one thing I'm going to be playing before we get out of here. And of course, we have our required Rocky Horror coming up later, too. I'm not going to waste more time. If you like your music nice and German and nice and experimental and a dash weird, then that's what's coming up now. Starting off with pretty much my favorite thing in the entire world at the moment, which is Deutsch-Amerikanische Freundschaft with Kebab Trum, and that's what's kicking off our set right now. We got some Malaria coming up after that, and it's going to get funky, kids.
Stacheldraht, na ist mir, ist in der She said, deine braunen Augen, dein braunes Haar, so lang und schön. Oh, nur noch eine Stunde an deinem Munde. Und dann musst du gehen.
gave us the offense to do something against our speech defect.
Thank you. kleines Insekt, anstatt es zu zertreten. Aber sie wachsen und vergessen mit jedem Zentimeter. Die Macht ihrer Fantasie löst sich auf, verliert sich im Regelwerk von Zucht und jetzt bin ich mächtig, ich ein König ohne Krone. Ich, die Macht für eine Nacht. Wer gewährt mir Gnade? Keine Krone weit und breit, deren Träger mir die Gunst der Gnade gewähren könnte. Ich wollte der Macht entfliehen, mich ihr entziehen. Bin aber im gleichen Augenblick in die offenen Arme einer anderen Macht gelaufen. Die Macht meiner Worte, meiner Machtküsse, Licht lässt sich täuschen, Gefühle höchstens kurz blenden. Verletzte Armprothesen werden mich fesseln, meine baldigen Geschwister werden mich meines Willens berauben. Als Mensch ende ich als Fleischimplantat der Macht. Der Mensch zur Maschine, Öl statt Blut, auf keinem Berg, bin kein Kind, doch Sohn. Der Mensch zur Maschine, Öl statt Blut, auf keinem Berg, bin kein Kind, doch Sohn. Der Mensch zur Maschine, Öl statt Blut, auf keinem Berg, bin kein Kind, doch Sohn. Der Mensch zur Maschine, Öl statt Blut, auf keinem Berg. Maschine, Öl statt Blut, auf keinem Berg, bin kein Kind, doch Sohn. Der Mensch zur Maschine, Öl statt Blut, auf keinem Berg, bin kein Kind, doch Sohn. Treibe in der Zeit, umgeben von Angst und Bilder, die langsam im Ungewissen versinken, ertrinkende Erinnerungen, König sein für eine Nacht.
We'll be right back.
That was a solid set. That was something I've been wanting to do for a while. Nice, good, solid set of Noi Deutsche Welle stuff. And I'm going to have more of that, incorporate more of that into the show, especially, well, I'll mention the band names now. Here comes the best part of the show, not just the set, but also the follow-up of me murdering German pronunciations for about six songs. All right, we kicked it off there with some stuff from what's currently like my favorite thing in the whole world right now, which is Deutsch Amerikanische Freundschaft with Gebaba Trauna. After that, we had some Malaria with Gedeschön, Die Todliche Doris with Unser Debüt, and then we had some Gauchisch Elben with Königsein für eine Nacht. Relatives Minshine after that with Verflucht, and what we just heard was Lacrimosa with Schattenspiel Salador. So I hope you guys really dug that one. I'm going to definitely be working in some more Lacrimosa, Relatives Minshine, and Malaria into the show coming up in coming weeks, and probably some more Die Todliche Doris as well. So that's actually, yeah, and also, you know, all of it, actually. Every one of those bands I really dig, so all that stuff's going to be played more on the show. And maybe, you know, maybe in a few weeks I'll work in another just complete straight Neue Deutsche Welle set, incorporating some band that I had earmarked for tonight but actually did not get on. So I've definitely got much more to delve into. We are just about out of here, kids. We're going to get out of here with a Rocky Horror in just a minute, but I'm going to play something real quick that I was promising I was going to play before we're done. This is a band that I discovered in the last couple weeks through Facebook. Honestly, I can't even remember if they reached out to me or I reached out to them, but they're pretty solid. I really dug the sound. I like what I heard. And promised I'd give him some play on the show. Hope you guys like it too. It's Sins of the Siren. The track is called The Ghost of Me. Be right back with Rocky Horror right after this. We'll be right back. All right, kids, yeah, that's going to finish up the show. Of course, we're going to be doing Rocky Horror in just a second, but hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Sins of the Siren with The Ghost of Me. Definitely going to be playing more of their stuff later in the show. I'm really digging that. It's got kind of a sort of a Switchblade Symphony slash almost Diva Destruction sound. Kind of like Petals and Thorns, too, which is also another one that I actually discovered a while back and need to play more of on the show. I really like those guys, too. All right, you can catch me online at Dark Entries Goth Radio on the Facebook page, on Twitter at Dark Entries DJD. If you are a band and you want to have something played, you can always email it to me at darkentriesgothradio@gmail.com. And, of course, the podcast for this is going to be darkentriesgothradio.podomatic.com. Like I was saying before, I'm missing the last 2 weeks, like last week and before, and then tonight, of course, but hopefully tomorrow I'm going to have time to knock out all three of them. I just got to edit all three and upload them, so I'll have that done hopefully by the end of the night, tomorrow night. If not, then sometime in the coming week, somewhere in there between all the finals I got to study for and projects and everything. I'm just kind of busy at the moment, but I will definitely get that done. And, of course, I'll be announcing it online. And my dark media slash horror blog is Retro Ghouls and Shocks. Going to have some stuff for Christmas-themed upload to that pretty soon, so just keep an eye on that. I'm out of here. Stay tuned, and you're going to have more good music coming up right after this, and I will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, 8 to 10, 90.5 WSC, and we're going to get out of here with our required Rocky Horror. And
hey,
I
Janet.
Will see you next week, kids. Thanks for listening.
I've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I really love the skillful way you beat the other girls to the bride.
The river was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet. I love you. The road was long, but I ran it. There's a fire in my heart and you fan it.
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Here's a ring to prove that I'm no joker. There's three ways that love can grow. That's good, bad, or mediocre. J-A-N-E-T, I love you so.
Oh, it's nicer than Betty Monroe had.
Oh, Brad.
Now we're engaged and I'm so glad.
Oh, Brad.
That you met Mom and you know Dad.
Oh, Brad.
One thing to say and that's bad. I'm mad for you too. Oh, Brad.
Oh, damn it. In his science examine.
Janet.
Made me give you the eye and then panic.
Janet.
Now I've one thing to say and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Damn it, Janet.